So then by 1993, you're closing in on FTD. You're just 2,000 florists behind FTD.
We actually, in 1993, passed FTD. In fact, in 1994, in February, I believe we had around 25,000 subscribers, which was larger than any of the other services.
Somewhere along here, you begin to think about selling the company.
Yes, my brother Bob and I, at one time, I would say in the early 80s, thought we might sell, and actually went to a meeting down in Texas where they talked to people about selling the company, and a two-day program on the things to do and not do. I think it was put on with the Geneva company. Part of it was they would evaluate your company. So we had them come up and evaluate our company. And we thought their evaluation was way too low. We weren't really going to sell anyway, but it just gave us some ideas what to do because we always kind of look ahead. So then January the 2nd, 1993, over the weekend, I kind of thought, you know, I think it's time to sell. So I walked into Bob's office and said, I want to talk to you, man. And he said, yeah, I want to talk to you too. So we both came up with it that weekend that we thought, you know, this is really the time. I mean, after all those years for us to do that the very same day, it just looked like it was the right thing to do.
Why was it the right thing to do at that time?
Well, we were doing very well. We had great managers in place. I had my replacement in place. Bob has his replacement in place. And we just wanted to walk away. We wouldn't work very well for somebody else. It was the right time. Plus, it was getting to be more and more technology involved. Technology costs a lot of money to stay up with it, to put the computers in. We're talking about millions of dollars that we had to invest. And we were riding high. We had the best reputation. We had the best employees. We had the best customers. I mean, we really were number one. So we said we're going to do it. We weren't in a big hurry, but we made the decision we're going to sell. So we got in touch with the Geneva company. The person we'd visited with was no longer with them. And we seemed to really get along with that person well, so we just said, oh, it was a personal thing. Do they know where we can find them? And they gave us the name of the company, and he was with another similar company. So we had him come out and talk about it. So we finally made the decision, I guess, 3-4 months later, that we were going to go with them. They had to put a book together and prospectus, and we had to give names who we thought might be interested, and they came up with some. So I think it was around August, September that we agreed with the book and we sent it out. They came back with, I think, 12 proposals, 4 of which we could have accepted. We interviewed those 4 and then we narrowed it down to 1. We didn't take the one that would give us the most. We could have had quite a bit more, but we agreed with a company that was going to stay in Oklahoma City, keep all of our employees. We gave 15% of their salary to retirement. And we said the company had to continue to do that for 2 years. They couldn't fire anyone for 2 years. We were wanting to protect our employees and also keep the business in Oklahoma.
How many employees did you have approximately?
I think it was around 165. I was also involved with a bank in Lakewood, Colorado, Jefferson Bank and Trust. President of that bank was Mo Grotjohn. When we were having to gather this information, put these books together, doing the negotiating, and then afterward, the due diligence, we needed some help. And Mo was really a very sharp individual. So I convinced him to come to Oklahoma City, and I think that was in September, maybe October. He worked full-time with the people that bought the company to get the figures right.
How old are you about this time?
I sold in 94, so I was 57 years of age.
Then Chemical Venture Partners purchased the company.
That's right, out of New York.
But then in the year 2000, they merged it, didn't they, with Teleflora?
Chemical Bank bought the majority of the company of AFS February 1994. We retained 16% between my brother and our family. In 2000, Chemical decided that they were ready to sell the company and had it on the market. It wound up, it was a merger with Teleflora. Actually, Teleflora took it over, and they took the rest of our stock at the same time.
That must have been interesting for you, because here you've been competing with Teleflora for all these times. Did you have some back and forth with those people?
It was a lot of fun. They told me that when I sold in 1994, and they had all of their figures when they bought the company, that in 1994, we were four times the size of Teleflora.
Wow.
But they did some acquisitions, and when they merged in 2000, the companies were about the same size. We were a very strong, good company, even still in 2000. But in 1994 is when we really were at our peak.
They had many years head start on you,
too. That's right.
As a matter of fact.